The injuries, Brian Dawkins left the game with a neck strain and did not return. He was replaced by Quentin Carter at safety. Any questions?
Coach, can you talk about your decision to play Tim Tebow in the second half?
Yeah, I think we weren't getting it done in the first half, so we elected to make that change just prior to the half, and we're able to talk about it and get it situated at halftime.
Is Tim Tebow your starting quarterback?
I think Tim Tebow sparked the team today. We haven't had a chance to watch the tape. We haven't had a chance to watch the film. We haven't had a chance to visit as a staff. So I think at this point, we've got a bye week. I think we do need to improve offensively, and it'll all be up for discussion.
How long do you have to wait to make that kind of decision?
Kind of when we decide. I don't put time limits on things. We'll evaluate it, make the best decision for the team, and we'll keep you guys posted.
How does that play? Did you realize Kyle wasn't the answer at halftime, and what was his reaction when you told him?
I think we're all adults, and we understand this is a performance-based business, and at which point, it was about 3 seconds ago in the half.
What was going on the two-point conversion?
Well, I think we got a little rushed because it was under review. The touchdown play was. The referee told our quarterback that it had been called down good, but we didn't know. And it was down to 15 seconds, and there was no reason to rush a critical two-point play, and that's what happened.
Speaking of rush, we had been successful rushing the football against them in that sequence. With
Willis
and Tim, the choice of going for that fade?
Well, I think, we kind of moved the ball a little bit at the end. I'm sure we could have done some things better. We just came up a little bit short.
When you go from Morton to Tebow, how much does your play call change?
They're a little bit different, but, we only get to practice so much. I think, not incredibly.
I mean, today.
That's what I'm talking about today.
Were you overall pleased with what you got from Tim? If it was spark that you were looking for, do you feel like he brought that?
I'm just over the emotions of a game. I haven't really had a chance to break down everybody's performance at this point. I think it was fairly obvious that he did spark our offense. But we were not as good offensively for 60 minutes as we need to be today. That's something we need to improve on. I thought our defense was on the field a lot, kept us in the game, made them kick field goals on numerous occasions, scored on defense. So we're getting there, but we're not there yet.
Coach, what did you think of the call on DJ Williams?
I was on a far sideline. I couldn't see it. So we'll get a chance to look at the tape. Let me get this guy.
Sorry.
Go ahead.
Say
again? I think Willis has stepped in and done a nice job. We had the injury to Noshon. He was inactive for a minute, but Willis has stepped in and done a terrific job. I think with that goes, our offensive line, our blocking element, the fullbacks, the tight ends. We're getting better in that area. We've not arrived yet by any stretch at 1-4, but we're getting closer.
This team is now 1-4. Is it a little surreal that after a loss, you can make the case that the team was being cheered as it was going off the field?
Well, I think, again, there's no consolation. This is professional football, and, we are 1-4. That's reality. I think there's a lot of fight in that locker room, and we've got a chance with that. We've had our share of injuries, no excuses. I'm seeing enough signs that we're improving. It's not resulting in wins, but I see signs that I like to see as a football coach from a football team.
John, do you believe you can have long-term success with Tim Tebow's style of play?
We're looking to have long-term success with somebody. And, who that somebody is yet, I'm not sure. And that relates to a lot of places. We're getting to know our football team as coaches. They're getting to know us as players. I can't answer that yet. Five games in.
How comfortable are you with him under center?
you know, I think I haven't really seen that much of him yet. You know, I like him as a young man. I've told you all along he's a good young player. He's got some intangibles that I know as a coach I like a lot. You know, and we'll go from there. You know, he's a young guy that I think is just going to get better.
Do you think Kyle Orton looked like his confidence is kind of, he's lost a little as this has gone along, and maybe this whole Tebow situation kind of got to him as this season's gone on?
You know, I'm a PE major. I don't really know about all that. You'd have to ask Kyle. I think, you know, this is a high-pressure job as a player and as a coach. And, you know, we're in a performance-based business, and we have to perform, and we're a little short of that today.
Talk about why you had Hagan rotating in
Von Miller.
Why you have that?
Well, I think, you know, Mario's a veteran player, you know, understands, you know, the NFL level a little bit better. You know, Von's learning and a tremendous player and just improving every week. You know, I think some of the things they were doing, you know, he better served in those situations.
A lot was made on Tim practicing specifically during training camp. Some of the plays he made during this game, are those plays that you'd almost never see in a practice?
I really can't speak for what they say other than what I know. And he's got plays that he ran in practice that he ran in the game today. I wasn't really sure of the question.
Well, I mean, making something out of nothing. You know, do you really see that much in practice because it's more structured, more designed, not as much hitting?
You know, again, he's, you know, in a scrambling situation, there's some quarterbacks that scramble better than others. If that's what you're asking, I think he's, you know, pretty good at it.
End of the first half, John, 20 seconds to go. Looked like Floyd. Tell us what happened. I mean, he obviously 20 seconds.
Well, they ran a three up. Rivers did a great job of pumping it inside. The guy was open down the middle. We didn't get a great jam on the outside. And, you know, we had a young safety into the game, and he was in a no-win situation.
Coach, there's been conjecture about who the players want at quarterback. You said Tim Tebow sparked the team. Do you think your players are now behind Tim Tebow?
You'd have to ask them that. I can't answer that.
John, ideally, what would you want to make a decision about starting
quarterback? You know, the sooner the better. But, you know, we'll get in, we'll evaluate it, we'll watch the tape. You know, I'll meet with the staff. I mean, I talked to you guys before I talked to the staff, so I've not even talked to the coaches yet. You know, we'll move forward from there.
Did he practice at number two this week, or did you jump Brady in?
Yeah, he practiced. He got reps this week. You know, we don't really have a two or three. They just share reps.
John, after the Tebow scored, and then he got the two-point 26-18, Tebow was 1 for 5 for 0 yards at that point. And I was wondering if that's maybe the kind of epitome of Tebow, what he has, what he brings at quarterback, that maybe there's more to quarterback than just passing.
It's kind of philosophical again. You know, I think, you know, as I've said all along, he's a good young prospect, a quarterback, and we're looking for somebody to spark us at that position, and he's in the running.
Why wasn't Tebow not Brady Quinn?
Because he was the backup quarterback. Well, obviously, I think we showed our hand.
Anything else? Thanks, Coach.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Anything else? I like those philosophical.